Brad Blueberry was always working. He had lists filled with goals, just the busiest little blueberry in Blueville. Yet with all his productivity, he couldn't understand why his life wasn't good. His family told him that he was a lucky berry, especially since he hadn't grown up on the right vine like the rest of his friends. He never did feel like he belonged, though. His friends threw dinner parties and invited him, but Brad was often too busy working late. Brad knew that when he was a famous artist, he would fit in easily. He continued to submit his artwork, even though it was turned down again and again. He'd never give up on any one piece. He just put it aside for a while to get some perspective. When his friends would call, he was busy developing and redoing his work. He spent much of his time alone, waiting for inspiration. Then one day, while he was painting, a lazy old berry rolled over to Brad. He squinted to see what Brad was doing. "We all dry up anyway," said the dried old fruit. Brad was annoyed by the intrusion. "Hey, you're blocking my light." The older berry leaned in closer to look at Brad's work. "Oh, what are you trying to do here, boy?" "Paint a picture." "You've been up here a long time. Think you need a break?" Brad shrugged. "I've got to finish this." "Why the rush?" The old berry continued. "I was once a juicy young blueberry myself, too busy to be bothering with fun and parties, though. But then..." The old berry coughed, and although Brad reached out to catch him, the old raisin waved him off. I learned if it isn't mostly fun, don't use up your juices on it. See, boy..." He motioned Brad closer and whispered in his ear, "You're a blueberry, and a blueberry needs other blueberries. Nothing great ever happened without some fun sprinkled on it. So go live your life. Go see something outside your knowledge. Don't get to be a dried snack before you realize that." Brad glared at the annoying berry, then turned and continued painting. As he bent over to put his palette down for a rest, he noticed his wrists were slightly wrinkled and browning. He was turning. Brad panicked. He knew his days were few as a berry. He could still see the old berry in the distance. Brad caught up with his new friend. "Want to go vine hopping?" The old dried fruit laughed. "You run along now, youngster. You'll finish the picture soon enough." Brad handed the elder his palette. "You finish it, sir." And with that, Brad was off. Rumor has it that he wound up living his life sailing in the Caribbean, but all the while, he never forgot the words of the old raisin.